Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. No, I didn't like that one. Can I do another take? Can we do that again?
All right, action.
Good morning. Good morning. No, that wasn't it either. Jeez. You have the day off and you just kind of got to get back in the swing.
Lose it, man.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope you're having a good start to your day. Thank you for kicking off your Friday with us. You got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks you so much for joining us. Good things coming up for you this morning. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for today, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have all that coming up for you. Should we legalize fireworks everywhere? What do Americans say? We got a poll on that one for you.
Interesting.
Along with that, we are going to wrap up, do a little 4th of July July roundup, get into some news and notes about the 4th, and we're going to wish Caesar Salad a happy birthday.
Caesar Salad,
yes.
Has birthdays?
Apparently. I found this out this morning.
Interesting.
We've got some entertainment news for you. Ellen DeGeneres wants you to know she's not as much of a jerk as everybody says she is. We have new in theaters. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on your theater, your local community theater stage coming up.
Yeah.
Got all that coming up for you. And in the 9 o'clock hour, are these the most American foods? We will discuss. And we also have the top word each state has trouble spelling.
Oh,
get into those. We'll get into those a little bit later. All that coming up for you, everybody. But we hope you had a fantastic 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to everybody that was a part of the celebrations, wherever you were listening and enjoying yourself. Happy 4th of July. I say we celebrate right into the weekend, but that doesn't mean lighting off fireworks at midnight. Just because it is after the 4th, please still keep in mind of all of our veterans and our furry friends and the babies out there that are not liking that stuff. So please be.
And if you need to see a fireworks display, WASA delayed theirs until Saturday.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
There you go. And we'd love to hear how you, if you enjoyed the celebration, call up and let us know. 715-424-2600. Did want to let you know that our office will have limited open hours today. If you need to come by, please do so this morning. I would say before 11 would be good. Mm-hmm. If you can do that, we're going to have Laura running the phones for us here. We appreciate her doing that. Mm-hmm. Pam is off today. And man, that feels good to say.
It's fabulous.
That's so good. That feels so good. So maybe Pam can help us with this one if she's listening. I hope she is.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope she's relaxing.
I hope she's relaxing.
But I got a good one for us right here. An outdoor market in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is asking for the public's help to choose a name for its new tent.
Tent.
Finally got one.
The finalists include the Pavilion and Tenty McTentface.
Oh,
of course.
Really? Oh, come on.
The Broad Street Market solicited suggestions from the public between May and June 22nd, and it has now announced the five finalists, Tenty McTentface, Tent to Table, Little Broad Street Market, The Pavilion, and The Farmer's Phoenix.
Ooh.
Members of the public can vote for their favorite of the finalists by submitting a cash donation in person at the Broad Street Market. Nice way to do that by them.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a smart way to do it. It doesn't say how big the donation has to be or anything, so they're able to raise some awareness, some funds, while also having some fun with it.
Yeah.
Voting is open through Saturday, and the winning name will be announced on July 10th at their public board meeting.
I was going to say the Little Broad Street Market, but if that's like the name of the market, if that's also then the name of the tent... The Pavilion.
I'm with you on that one. You know, when you're naming like landmarks and stuff, too long of names or just don't work, man.
You just got to keep
it simple. The Pavilion. I'm with Melissa on this one.
The Tenty McTentface references Bodie McBoatface, a suggested name that was the clear winner of the 2016 vote to name a polar research ship for Britain's Natural Environment Research Council. They went with that over a name that was honoring Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's part of the story nobody really talks about. Nobody remembers that part. But
nobody wants to actually admit to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's kind of funny that how long this is. I didn't realize, first off, that it was that long ago. I didn't think about it. It feels like it was a year ago. It was in 2016.
Well, that was Polly McPlowface was...
Yes,
there's one too. Yeah,
that was the other one. Yeah, yeah. So I do think that those are great names, but we kind of have to evolve past that.
We do.
It was fun for a minute. Yeah. And we move on.
I do want suggestions from you two, from the audience, 715-424-2600, listening on the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away. And thank you for downloading the app. That'll come in handy a little bit later when we do our Star of the Day. Mm-hmm. Got a fun one for you lined up today. Be doing that after our news. I think Mr. T. Mr. T. I like that.
Not bad.
I like that one. Tentageddon.
David. Have some negative connotations.
How about David Tennant?
Not bad.
David Tennant. That's a little more obscure. You got to know who David Tennant is, but yep. I would hope you know. I had a chance to think about this one, and these are just the top ones in my head. I actually had longer to think about this, and that's the best I got.
Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, there you go. Not bad. That's good. There's got to be some good ones out there.
Yeah.
I feel a tent is so blank. I feel like you could have a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah. And
I want us to do something like this here at the studios.
Okay.
I think that we want to remind the audience that we are you can't necessarily buy us. We are unbuyable. That's one of the things about being a WFHR.
Yeah.
You learn right away, oh, we can't be bribed. Oh, that's right. That's our station motto and everything. So that that part is one thing. But there are cookies. You can give us cookies, and we will shout you out.
That's true.
There is that.
Thanks, Diane.
Yeah.
And we've got plenty of advertising opportunities with our studio here, with our shows. We encourage mm-hmm. you to give our front desk a call, get our sales team a call, get a hold of Ashley, and be a part of the team. But I do think we could come up with some names, like for our microphones or for our studio here, like the WFHR or the WIRI studios or something.
Yes.
There's something there. I think we can have some fun with that one.
We had a lot of fun with our mascot naming our chicken over mm-hmm. on WIRI.
That was true. We did enjoy that. Yeah, it was fun.
I wouldn't have come up with Agatha.
No.
That was a good one.
That was a very good one.
I think that's a great point, Melissa. So we know our audience has it in them.
they do, yes.
We just got to figure out what we'll have them name. I want to start working on that one. Speaking of things we're working on behind the scenes, we've got some fun things lined up for you that we're going to be doing before the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking forward to doing an open house. Everybody around here has been calling it an open house. I think of it as a house party, but they correct me right away that it's an open house.
A little different connotation there, right?
I was trying to get Kid and Play to come over and stop by,
and do a
real '90s real. No, it's not going to work. Not going to work.
We might not be having the party in the house, but we might have it in the parking lot.
Yeah. There you go.
So, what do you call that?
It's a parking lot party.
A lot party.
I like lot party. I like parking lot party too. Yep. Actually, we're looking forward to that, everybody. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, some more great original program that we do here. We're going to be getting into our weekend lineup in a moment, or in a little bit later. And we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets. I got these Buffett, the Son of a Sailor Band tickets, and I want to get in your hands. We got Rafter tickets as well. So all that's coming up throughout the show. I did want to wrap up the opening segment here with a thank you to a thank you. We got a nice thank you card here from our friends over at the NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties from them. They're board members. Just a nice thank you from them. We are not, you cannot buy us, but we are very easy to be, complimented.
Yeah, right.
It's really nice to be able to have that.
Yeah.
So we appreciate these. I love these cards. Yes. We have our wall of thanks behind us for a reason. And appreciate these, everybody. Thanks so much for getting up to us.
It goes a really long way.
It mm-hmm. sure does.
And I did also want to mention, as if you didn't hear in Melissa's news break there, we have a VFW Post 2534 blood drive going on this morning from 9 to 1. Stop on by and donate if you can. You can find out more at communityblood.org. Encourage you to do that if you can, everybody. Don't need to have tights. Or a tragic backstory or a crazy name to be a superhero. You could be one just by donating blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot easier. Let's be honest. I mean, being a superhero, that just don't...
Cost money, That's why they all have to be billionaires in order to afford it.
Sleep at night.
Yeah.
How do you fix those suits? I mean,
you gotta do it by hand, yeah, man.
You don't see Alfred.
Send him off to the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
There's not doing that.
No.
And I do think getting rid of the cape is maybe a good idea as a superhero. I think we've evolved past the cape. I don't know if it. I think it just gets in the way now.
I want a cape.
Okay, Melissa gets a cape. That's for sure.
It's all about style points, though. Now
it is. You're so right about that. Donate today if you can. Head on over to the VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road, right in beautiful Rapids. You have until from 9 to 1 to donate this morning. We appreciate
until 2, isn't it?
Says 1 on the sheet we got.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the spreadsheet that Tom sent me said till 2.
Oh.
I'll check that during the break. We will go ahead and get into that. We'll get into birthdays and anniversaries when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day where we get to encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We celebrate your birthdays and anniversaries, not just for today, but for the whole weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to doing that, everybody. First up, want to know that our friends over at El Cafe got some different things going on today. First, they want to remind you their kid's favorite storyteller, Kathy McGrath, will be there tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:45. Bring your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors' kids. Everyone have a good time. Everyone is welcome.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, they'll have their good old fish fry tonight. Be sure to stop on by for that. That'll be going on. Be sure to enjoy yourself at El Cafe today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And thank them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yes, indeed.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Want to celebrate with you, everybody. Info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up.
Yeah, that's right, 715-424-2600.
Love to hear from you, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Let's go ahead and dive right into our birthday list for today. And first up on the list, we've got... actually, I need to get my qualifiers here. What am I doing? Let's see. I need a 1 or a 2, Melissa?
1.
All right. Thank you for that. Seth, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us that one. And, Melissa, give me a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. Thank you very much for
that. I had to remember what Seth picked, so I didn't pick the same one.
I love that that's what you did there. Oh, I love that what you did. That was great. That was fantastic. First up on our list for today, want to wish a happy birthday to a good friend of mine, Mr. Steve Heath.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Steve's awesome. Steve's a great guy. Steve is, you see Steve, and he is as big as a tower. He is a gigantic, a big guy, but also got just one of those, like a lot of big guys, heart like a teddy bear.
He's a good guy right there.
Darren, good guy. Not only that, but the biggest KISS fan I have ever met in my life, by far and away.
That's awesome.
By far and away. Steve's the one that dresses up every year as Gene Simmons, but he adds to the costume every year. So like
soon he will be Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
actually,
I was going to say, in the 20 years I've known him, that thing has really evolved. And looks great, man. Looks great. We take a look at... also want to wish a very happy birthday to Karen Wenzel, our qualifier today.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Karen.
Enjoy
your day.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, Karen. You're our qualifier for today. Enjoy your day. Looking at Saturday, we have a very happy birthday to wish to Marge Henriksen.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Enjoy your day, Marge. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy 61st anniversary to our qualifiers, Dell and Darlene Nelson.
Dell and Darlene.
61 years. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a great one. 61, you guys. Happy,
excellent.
Happy anniversary to you. Fantastic. And we look at our birthdays on Sunday. And first up, we have an honorable mention, guy who can't win, even though he keeps trying to. Want to wish a happy birthday to Jim Mailoff, my father.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Jim.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Third Jim in the family, mm-hmm. and my first favorite athlete, one of my first best friends, and really, really, the pinnacle to me of perseverance and determination.
Yes.
My father's story is going to end very differently than many of us thought it would, mm-hmm. even up to 10 years ago. What he has overcome and what he has done with his life. And I joke about my dad a lot, I do the voices a lot, those kind of things. But he is truly one of the greatest human beings I have ever known, and one of the most genuine human beings I've ever known. My dad will not take credit for this. He always, any kind of compliment you want to give him as a dad, he pushes it to his dad, my papa. My papa was a great man. My father is a legend, an incredible human being. Mm-hmm. And while I joke about him a bit and everything, he's one of the more intelligent, one of the more caring human beings I've ever known. And part of the reason I learned how to treat others is through him. Mm. And I, as much as I appreciate him for the speed and the hair and some of the other things I might have inherited from him, along with the extra bone in my chest, that's another Bailoff thing. How he treats other people is how I learned how to treat other people. And anything you like about me probably came from that man. Happy birthday, Dad. Enjoy. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Bonnie Grosskopf.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Enjoy your day, Bonnie. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier for Sunday, a man who can qualify now. He doesn't work here anymore. Hasn't for a long time. Mr. Mark Skiba.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
I have been humbled any time somebody calls me the voice of WFHR. I just brush it off and I act like, no. It's many people, blah, blah, blah. Mark called me that once. And it's the only time that somebody said that to me and I had to stop and pause. Because Mark was really the first... I have had some good GMs and I've had some good mm-hmm. people treat me well, but Mark was the first one to make me believe not only in myself, but that I could do this. Mm-hmm. And it was incredibly encouraging at a time when I didn't have a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if I was going to stay in radio. And Mark told me to. And a part of the reason I stayed in this business and I wanted to do this business is because of Mark. While people might call me the voice of WFHR or something, I think you can make the argument that Mark is the voice of Rapids. and truly has been for a very long time. Whether you realize it or not, you hear him at Rafter Games still. His company does some great work in this area. Mm-hmm. And one of the people who believes in this area at a time when we didn't know where radio was going to go.
Right.
And somebody who invested in this area and believes in this area very much.
That's right.
And just one of the better people you're going to meet, not just in this industry, but in general. Mm-hmm. Wishing you a happy birthday, Mark. Enjoy.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And you're our qualifier. There we go.
Congrats.
So we got our list. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. And looking at birthdays for this July 5th, we've got, let's see here. Edie Falco is 61. Edie Falco, many will know from the Nurse Jackie TV show or playing Hillary Clinton in American Crime Story, the impeachment show that they did. But of course, Carmela Soprano is her classic, her
breakout
iconic
role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of the greatest acting I've ever seen, period. Like not just on TV or in movies or anything like that. She is just one of the greater actors I think I've ever seen. And let's see here, taking a look at some more birthdays. Mark Cohen is 65 tomorrow. Today. He won the Grammy for the Best New Artist in 1991, thanks to Walking in Memphis. Went away for a little while until August of 2005. But he started having a little bit more success in part because of his passing, an attempted carjacking that happened to him.
Oh dear.
It kind of brought him back into the spotlight where he was kind of brought back a lot of his songs. But great songwriter.
Yes. He's written many good songs.
Great songwriter and singer. Huey Lewis is 74 today.
Wow.
One of those artists, one of those bands, Huey Lewis and the News, that they were popular. I knew they were popular. I knew they were big. I knew they had hits. It's not until I look back and on like Huey's birthday or one of the hits come up or something and I realize how many songs they had. how many? Heart of Rock and Roll, I Want a New Drug, Hip to Be Square, Heart and Soul, The Power of Love.
Man.
Do You Believe in Love?
Yeah.
In the middle 80s, they were about as popular as a band could get. Really, they were.
Yeah.
Did some doo-wop.
They wrote a lot of songs for Back to the Future.
Yeah, they did. Did kind of the doo-wop thing for a little bit there?
They did like a throwback album in the 90s, and it's actually really good. They take a whole bunch of old classic hits and they rework them. It's a very good album. I really enjoyed it. I remember listening to it a lot when I was a teenager.
Some of My Lies Are True.
Plus, also their videos are actually pretty good too. If you check them out from the 80s.
Classic videos. Robbie Robertson is 81 today.
Oh.
Guitarist from the band.
Yep.
He penned the line, "I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead." Just mm-hmm. a great line, just such a classic line. Robbie, I believe, also a couple of other hits from the band, too.
Yes. And of course, he was their lead guitarist. And I still love the fact he started out as like a teenager working for, like, if Canada ever had an Elvis, his name was Ronnie Hawkins. Mm. And he had a band called The Hawks. And Robbie Robertson, as a teenager, was in that band.
Wow.
That's how good he was that early. He very young. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. And you, if you're looking, I've heard a lot of, there's been a lot of great documentaries lately, and I've heard a lot about them, mm-hmm. a lot of good docs and such. And there are some amazing ones out there. But I think especially musically, you're not going to see better than The Last Waltz.
That's one of the best.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And seeing the band, seeing guys like Robbie, really getting to see them and getting to see the guys behind Dylan, mm-hmm. the guys behind so many other great acts. Catherine Helmond would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1921, passed away in 2019. Fantastic actor. She did the voice of Lizzie in Cars, but most of us remember her as Mona on Who's the Boss?
Yeah, she was the boss.
She was the boss. Yeah,
Who's the Boss?
There are actual college courses about that show and about who the boss truly was on that show. Like, serious discussions.
I love it.
Well, actually, I think that it was so-and-so. No, you're all wrong. It was Mona. Mona was the boss. P.T. Barnum, born in this day in 1810, passed away in 1891, of course, of Barnum and Bailey Circus founder.
Oh, yeah.
I think that almost any kid that grew up in Wisconsin, or at least in the central Wisconsin area, has a bit of a memory with circuses because of all of us went on a field trip to
the Circus Museum.
Yeah, we all went on that field trip. It's a great field trip, too. It was great.
It is. Awesome. It's very cool.
Integral part of American history.
Absolutely.
Not only PT, but really circuses in general.
Yeah. He had before he went into the circus business, he had a museum in New York called the American Museum, which is where he had oddities and things like that, where he kind of put out the idea of the humbug, meaning that you're kind of fooling the audience, but the audience knows you're fooling them and you're all in on the joke together. So when he put like the Fiji mermaid, which was kind of a fish body connected skeleton to like a skull or something like that, people knew it was fake.
Yeah,
but they still enjoyed it.
It's entertainment.
It was.
I only have the Saturday birthdays here.
Oh no!
So we take a look at Saturday birthdays for you real quick. 50 Cent is 48 on Saturday. Kevin Hart is 44 on Saturday.
Wow.
Kevin Hart is one of the hardest working guys out there. Even if you're not a fan of his, I think you have to admire his work ethic, how hard he pushes himself and everything. Speaking of continuing to push themselves, at 77, Sylvester Stallone is still doing that.
Wow.
Not only in incredible shape at 77, but working really hard to take care of himself and take care of his health. He is, I should say, very good friends with Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. And what has happened to Bruce Willis in recent years has made him, Arnold, a lot of these guys, trying to take better care of themselves, and that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really good to see. Great writer. I know that it's talked about a bit, but it's not enough, I think. Stallone, wonderful writer. Created Rambo, created Rocky. And not just a guy that starred in these movies, like a lot of action stars. Give me the script. Oh, I'll grunt over here. he wrote these films.
Yes, he did.
And a way, way, way better than average actor. If you don't believe me, go ahead and watch Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. No, I'm kidding.
oh, God.
If you want, watch Copland. Watch Copland, and not only an incredible movie that still holds up, with nothing but amazing performances all around, from Harvey Keitel to Ray Liotta to a bunch of other actors. But Stallone put on a bunch of weight for this role. He plays in a man who doesn't have great hearing, and so many of these things that he does, he has these little things that he does with this character that just blow you away. That just like, man, that's Stallone? That's Rocky? Mm-hmm. That's Rambo right there, right? That's Rambo. It doesn't look like him. It's an incredible performance. Mm-hmm. Must-see movie if you're into anything Stallone-like or Harvey Keitel or any of these other great actors. George Bush Jr. is 77 on Saturday. And wishing him a happy birthday. I believe he'll be out there painting. It's been his big pastime right now. Zion Williams is 23 tomorrow. fantastic athlete, just got to stay healthy and get on that court in good shape. But he could do some things, man. This kid is about the size of a football player and should be playing point power forward or something all the time. And he takes point guard over. Like, he's got some handles on him. He's good.
Crazy.
Underrated actor, Eva Green is 43 on Saturday, too. Fantastic actor. Mm-hmm. Penny Dreadful and some other great works that many have seen her in. And I think there, I thought there was, oh yeah, one more I wanted to mention. The great legend, Frida Kahlo, born in 1907, passed away in 1954. If you are a fan of painters, you know who Frida is.
Artist, a tremendous artist.
Just an incredible human being, incredible artist. Encourage you to learn more about her. And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary this today or this weekend, we encourage you to celebrate, enjoy, celebrate with those you love and enjoy, and maybe celebrate with our good friends at El Cafe. Enjoy yourself.
You won't lose.
No, you can't lose over there.
I always gain over there.
Head on over.
Wait, I mean.
Because their tacos are so good.
Oh, their food. Check out that menu and say hello to our friends over at El Cafe. They're 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us, everybody. Stick around. Not only do we got a news break for you, but we'll be coming back with our star of the day from Culver's right here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we're about to do is play a famous 90s TV show theme song for you.
Ooh.
Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. You, of course, can just touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and we always thank you for downloading the app, everybody. Go ahead and get that app downloaded, get a hold of us, and win yourself some free Culver's, because what we have to give away today is not just Culver's, no, but it's a family pack of Culver's.
That's right.
Two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culver's.
That's yum. Delicioso.
Get ready to call up. Let us know the answer to what theme song this is. Everybody, 715-424-2600. Here you go. Let's go ahead and... I wanted the horns in.
Gotta get the horns in there.
Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
That's the theme song from Seinfeld.
It is indeed. Yes, it is.
Nicely done. Knew that one right away?
Yes, yes. It's saw many episodes.
And it's such an individual theme song.
It really is.
In a weird way, perfectly fits the show. Perfectly fits the show. What's your first name?
Yes. Patrick.
Pat, thanks so much for listening and playing along, Patrick. We appreciate that. What town are you calling from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. We like that. Patrick, we appreciate you listening, playing along. You are our newest star of the day.
Awesome. Awesome. This was great.
Fantastic, man. Thank
you. I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line for a minute. I want to get some information from you, and I got to make sure that I get it correct, because I got to get my information to my agent, because I don't know if people realize, we really do try to make people stars here. We appreciate you, Patrick. Thank you for hanging
awesome.
Out with us.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. So, guys, the part of the reason I chose Seinfeld, I thought this was kind of interesting. For the audience that doesn't know this necessarily, and I think you would probably know this if you thought about it for a little bit. Not a lot of TV shows premiere in this time of year, especially in the summer and everything.
Right.
They have some shows that they'll play that are summer shows somewhat. But for the most part, you don't see TV shows premiere much. But NBC and the powers that be really did not have a lot of faith in Seinfeld. So Seinfeld actually premiered on July 5th in 1989. Would run, of course, till May 14th of 1998. So it actually premiered on this date.
Wow. And in the 80s. Which is fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. Did I say 90s earlier? I did say 90s.
Well,
earlier,
it is a 90s show. No, that's your cool. It's all good.
It
yeah.
all through the 90s.
Yeah.
I just thought that was quite interesting, because you just do not see these things happen very much in the summer, let alone one of the biggest
smash
comedy.
Hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it also brings up the point, too, of Seinfeld was not a hit immediately. It took a while.
It did.
And we mean, like, by a season or two, a while. And NBC actually stuck with it. And it just doesn't happen anymore.
No. Amazing, yeah.
I can't imagine how many good shows there might be if more networks actually took some time and some patience and let these things develop.
Build an audience and all that, yeah.
Because Seinfeld was a great show, but name any show that was great that stayed the way it was completely from pilot episode and on.
Oh, no.
No show does.
A lot of them changed a lot, yeah.
I don't care if it's Gunsmoke. Every one of them changed a little bit and everything. Right. Have some patience with some of these shows. You may have your next Seinfeld. Be listening next Friday. We'll have another star of the day for you and a chance for you to win some Culver's. Encourage you to treat yourself and get Culver's in your life, everybody. We appreciate our friends at Culver's. And wherever you have a Culver's, you got a Culver's that puts back into their community. We appreciate them. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
Morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James, and one of the kings of rock, Mr. Chuck Berry, to play us in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hope you're having a good one out there. Got some 4th of July conversation to wrap up, some news and notes we'll get to. America's cats, dogs, veterans, babies out there weren't included on this poll, or maybe they weren't. someone asked over 1,000 Americans if we should legalize fireworks across the U.S., and Americans' answer appears to be yes, or at least maybe. 41% said yes, 35% said no, 24% of course weren't sure. Why you take the survey then, I don't know. Men were far more likely to think fireworks should be legal everywhere. 50% said yes, compared to 32% of women. 0% of pets believe that fireworks should be legal.
I'm sure that they
So for two notes, I think for one, this might be news to some people out there that fireworks aren't legal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it might even be news for some as far as what kind of fireworks.
You know, 'cause, yes.
There is a confusion that goes on when you can go to any of these side, you know, stores that are available or anything, and they've got to buy 20 fireworks, get two free, you know, or whatever. And they've got a billion types of fireworks in there now. And, well, if I can buy it, certainly I can light it off. And that's just not how it goes.
No. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, fireworks were not sold legally in Minnesota.
Hmm.
But they were in Wisconsin. So there was always lots of jokes about going into Wisconsin to get illegal fireworks and bringing them back to Minnesota.
Which is hilarious. How often we have these things in our states? Because we've currently got some, we got a lot of Wisconsinites going to other states for other things as well right now.
That's true.
While this state just continues to lose money left and right.
Those are the things you want to keep, though. That doesn't much to do with fireworks.
No. But it does speak. It couldn't help but think of that when it comes to this and everything. When it comes to our ag industry and our farmers constantly looking for new revenue sources and needing help in those art departments, and we continue to just drag our feet and act like we're in the 1800s or something. The fireworks thing is going to be a more and more interesting conversation as we go forward here. This is not going to lighten up at all. I do think that it's kind of cool to see a lot more places having fireworks without the noise. They've got the displays. They've got the light displays that they're able to do.
Drones now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, drone shows. Yeah,
it's incredible the things that they could do. I nothing against anybody that works in this industry, because there are a lot of hardworking people that run these fireworks displays and the set offs and everything. I'm not at all taking away their jobs or anything like that, but I do think that we're getting to a place where we're not that far away from it being a light show.
Mm-hmm.
In the sky at night.
That's right.
Which, I mean, seems pretty cool too, but there's also going to be probably some downsides to that. we're doing these things. We got to understand that part of it. I think that's part of it, understanding that. And just like having some darn empathy for other people.
Right.
It never fails, at least in the neighborhood that I was in last night. I was watching my fur brother from my parents, and he was flipping out all night because people at midnight were lighting off fireworks and everything. And I don't know. I feel like you should lose your adult card. Like, you don't get to be an adult anymore for at least a week. At least a week you don't get to be an adult. Like, lighting off fireworks at any time after the normal time to light them off.
Hey, you know what? You know what firework kids like the most? Sparklers.
Yeah.
They just like waving the sparklers around, man. Yeah. That's all you really need. Mm. And they're quiet. So, yeah.
They are quiet, but they're very scary. Mm-hmm. Sparklers are hot.
They get very hot. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Like, we're talking, like, ridiculous hot. Mm-hmm. Stupid hot. And they scared me as a kid. I was terrified of them.
They are called firecrackers. I mean,
yeah, it's in the title there, right?
It's in the title. It does tell you. You got to be careful with these things. Got to be smart with these things. We got some 4th of July roundups here. According to the American Farm Bureau, the average 4th of July cookout costed $71 to people last night. That was up 5% from last year. Includes staples like cheeseburgers, chicken, pork chops, and those. 4th of July gas prices are fairly steady, though, or maybe even down a little bit from last year. Mm. Gas Buddy experts today, today's average price is $3.49 a gallon. That's down a penny from last year and way down from the $4.79 of 2 years ago.
Mm. Mm.
A new study ranked the best barbecue cities and put Kansas City, Missouri at the top.
Yes. Finally.
Rest of the top. Jeez. Yeah, it's been waiting a while
for
that. It
has been. Kansas City's great, man. Their barbecue's awesome.
Memphis, Houston, Kansas City, Kansas, and L.A. all ran up the top five.
I like how Kansas City, they had to separate Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas. They're right next to each other. Right next to each other.
But boy, you talk to a Kansas Cityan.
I know. It's a big deal for them. I know.
A new poll found 83% of us are proud to be an American. That's how many said at least somewhat proud. Only 3% said not proud at all. So yeah. I think that's encouraging.
That's good.
That's
good
pretty stuff, encouraging. Yeah. I want to go back to some real quick. The best barbecue cities. Mm-hmm. A little surprising to not see the Carolinas in there.
Yeah, especially the South Carolina, because we've talked about it before, the differences of the different barbecue sauces around the thing. Usually they're in the top five, though. That's interesting. Oh, yeah.
I am a sucker for their barbecue.
It's good stuff.
Had it as a kid and have loved it ever since. As far as being 83% of us being proud to be an American, I think that changes as more things go on. I think you got a daily thing almost. I think every American is proud to be an American, whether they realize it or not. Mm-hmm. There are very few people, I don't care what side of the fence you're on or how old you are or anything like that. If you have spent your life in this country, if you have spent the majority of your life in this country and experiencing our freedoms and on what it is to be an American, there is no going back. There is no – ask an immigrant this. Ask anybody who has come to this country late in life or is a second generation or a first generation immigrant and hear them tell the stories and hear them talk about what it's like in other countries, specifically dictator-run countries. In fact, maybe look a little bit into how dictator-run countries are run and what it is like for their citizens.
Yeah.
If you can find out, that is, because a lot of those countries will not give you real news or let the news sources actually do news because they're dictators and that's what they do. And I think this is good to keep in mind. I don't know why. I'm just thinking of dictators and everything and popping in my head. But just, think it might be something good to refresh yourself with and maybe try to avoid in this country.
It's good to learn,
Just seems like it. Just off the top of my head felt like a good idea. Wallet Hub's annual ranking of the most patriotic states put Virginia at number one.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
Alaska, Montana, Maine, and Oregon, and all round out the top five.
Oh,
Arkansas ranked last.
Arkansas? What are you doing in Little Rock, man?
I'm a little surprised to see a southern state in there. But that's if you've been paying attention to our show and listening to half these surveys we do and how the South is and how it's been treated, maybe not that surprising.
It's different.
Let's see here. Minnesota comes in at number 18.
Okay.
Idaho at 20. Illinois at 28. Wisconsin at 32.
Oh, wow.
A little bit lower. A little bit lower. let's see here. Our perception of the, quote, average American is a little bit different. The top words we use to describe our fellow Americans are selfish or spoiled. When the same poll was done in 1948, the top picks were generous and confident. So we got some work to do on that one.
I think we do.
A poll asked which freedoms are most important to Americans' identity. Number one is a tie between the right to vote and equal protection under the law. Freedom of speech ranked third, followed by a right to privacy and freedom of religion.
Mm. That's a good list.
That's got to be one of the toughest lists I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I would know, man, that would be a tough one for me to answer. I would think of, oh, well, this, but then mm-hmm. I think of this other thing and then this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's keep them all. I say we keep them all.
I agree. That's a little interesting that equal protection was actually higher than freedom of speech. Hmm. That's interesting. I think that's curious. I like that, though. That's interesting. Yeah.
I really thought the freedom of speech would be number one.
Yeah,
I honestly
number
did.
Three.
I'm encouraged by seeing the tie between the right to vote and
yes.
equal protection under the
Me
law.
Me too.
I think that we are actually getting more and more to a point through all this chaos and all this circus that politics has become more and more of. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to go through this stuff to get to a levelness. To figure things out.
I really
out.
Hope that's what it is. We're working things out, yeah.
And
we have to keep in mind, too, that the loudest voices are not always right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nor are they the majority.
No.
I do believe somebody needs to tell my aunts that, though. Because, man, they are loud, man. They are loud.
Okay, but James, your aunts probably are right.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Good point. Good point. And they might be listening, so you're 100% right,
good,
Melissa.
Good save, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. How about, does the American dream still exist? Young people are more likely to say no. Only 17% of seniors said definitely not, compared to 30% of folks under 30. Any way you look at it, those are numbers are way too dang low.
Mm.
I think that the idea of what is the American dream? It has changed by decade, by generation. I think it has evolved. But I think the essence of the American dream not only is still there, but still accomplishable. It just depends on what that is for you. And how rich your parents are. You know?
The wealth disparities in this country are they're astronomically crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to...
People have more wealth than the bottom half mm-hmm. of our American people.
Yeah.
And that's going to color people's perception about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of why they're saying, no, what is this thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
This American dream? What do you mean? I don't know what that is.
I can't afford my bills this month.
Mm-hmm.
What's the American dream?
Right.
Yeah, it seems more and more that the American dream is just being able to survive, just being able to get by and everything.
You know what my American dream would be? Being able to work a 40-hour work week and afford to pay all my bills and put food on my table.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
I would like to know from the audience what you think of this and what you feel of this and what you think of the American dream as now. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to know how much you when we were all – when we were kids, we were always told you can grow up to be president. Anybody can grow up to be president. I wonder how many people still believe that. I'd like to know that as
good
well. 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. This list is interesting, and I think that some of it might come across as we are dogging the country. We are kind of dogging what it is and all those things. I think it's important to remember one of the essences of being an American, and it's not complaining. It's having accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we don't just – there is a bar set in this country, and we're not going below it. When it comes to what we expect from our politicians, what we expect from our leaders, we had a bar set. And that bar, I think, has been lowered. And mm-hmm. we need to raise it up again and have a standard set.
Mm.
Because anybody can just go ahead and wave a flag. Anybody can put, you know what, I can put another flag on this truck. Let me put another one on and another one on. I got 18 flags on my truck, and I got an American flag belt buckle, and I can't talk. that doesn't make you American. That doesn't make you more American than anybody else.
Nope.
Part of being an American is having accountability for this country and holding it to that accountability because you believe in this country.
Yeah.
If you don't care, if you're in a conversation, you don't care what the other person's saying or doing, what do? You're quiet. You don't say anything. If you love something, you speak up. If you have an issue with something, you write in the comment section and everything. You do those things. That's what we're doing here. I love this country. I don't want to live anywhere else. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. And because I do, I have an accountability. And I am going to always spend, I'm going to spend my whole life holding this, holding our country, holding our politicians to that standard. Because of how much I love this country, because of how much I believe in this country. And I would hope that others do too. Because anybody can just go ahead and say, oh, everything's perfect, everything's fine. Or, you know what, it's all their fault, or it's all their fault.
Right.
Now, this is the other part about being American, man, is that we are all in this together.
We are.
That's how this was started. That's how it's going to keep going and how it's going to flourish. And we have to work together. We have to lean on each other.
Yes, we do.
Whether we agree politically or not or any of those things, we need each other, and we're not going to get through anything without each other. Going to a parade, a writer at for CNN did an op-ed titled, Let's Stop Pretending the Parades Are Fun. Now, this was countered with 1,000 people coming at this person and telling them how much they love parades and everything. But I thought it was kind of funny. We're just going to do it for our first hour. We got a jam-packed next hour for you. We're going to wish a happy birthday to Caesar Salad. You're going to stick around for that, right? I mean, come on. You want to stick around.
Hail Caesar.
Nice. Also, the most American foods we're going to get into, and the top word each state has trouble spelling. Got that along with some entertainment news for you coming up, everybody. Looking forward to it. And I do want to remind everybody that our offices are open for limited hours today. We'll be open until about 11. You can stop by until then. Otherwise, we will see you Monday.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you in the next 20 minutes, or next minute here, on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM.